What's up, everybody? It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today we're with Enzo from Maybe Not Safe. How are you, dude?
I'm good, man. Just eating before this next show for Cammy.
Hell yeah. I mean, I've been in contact with you for a couple weeks now, and you seem like a very busy dude. So I'm just kind of wondering, what have you been up to? Hitting the road hard, or what have you been up to lately?
Yeah, Cammy was starting to put a new band together, and I was just like, yo, if you really need a bass player that bad, I'll play bass for you. Like, you know, I like your music, you know, it'll be a fun opportunity. She's on tour with POD, Seether, and Daughtry. So I'm just like, all right, like,
bet.
POD, like, this kind of makes sense. You know what I mean? It might not be my tour, but it's still a tour that's going to open a door for me. So I've been having a blast. POD Fools are like really fucking dope. Everybody on everybody's crew is really just phenomenal, honestly, too. Even the team that Cammy put together, it's really just like I feel like I'm just on tour with my best friends. And I even got my drummer the gig to play for her, so it's like half of Maybe Not Safe is just playing with her. So
yeah, all the homies gonna eat.
And yeah, dude, I finally got to hear Youth of the Nation, Alive, Boom, like all the bangers. I'm just like, holy shit, like it's kind of like a dream come true. And like fifth, sixth grade, seventh grade me is like so hyped.
Badass. So I guess before we get into the Maybe Not Safe stuff, I guess I'll ask like how you got involved with Cammy and everything, and like with this whole tour.
So Cody Benjamin, he's actually produced one of the records for Maybe Not Safe, the song Revenge. It was his birthday and she was at his house and we kind of just like clicked. I was just like, yo, fuck with your vibe. I had never even heard of her before. I just like, she seems cool. I guess I was wearing a really funny outfit too. So she thought I was like a cartoon character, and like kind of just hit it off and started hanging out. And then I was just like, we're kind of locked in from there. Like, that's damn near like my fucking sister from another mister type shit. Like, she's so dope too. Like, she grinds a lot. And like, that's what I wanted to be around more of. Like, I need people that are always trying to like grind and lock in, shoot content, do these tours, like really push it forward. And she's a hustler, so I love being around her because she's just always on go mode. So that kind of just rubs off on me. I'm like, all right, I gotta be on go mode too. And same with Cody, Benzo, like everybody's kind of just like, I'm blessed with these angels that are fucking amazing musicians and producers and that also want to take it as far as they can. So
awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And before we ask about like your sound and everything, I want to start out just so people can get a little familiar with you and Maybe Not Safe. I guess when you got your start and how the group formed, if you want to just give us a little bit of a rundown on how that all went.
So I was on my solo artist shit for just like ever. And I kind of feel like I just hit like a wall, like nothing was sticking. The content was just like, I don't even know what to do for content for my solo shit. And all my friends were like, yo, well, you're like screaming over this like crazy ass drum and bass production. Like, why don't you just like do rock music and like start a band? And, you know, even Kelly and, you know, Mad Kelly and Brayton, they were all just like, yeah, dude, like I'll help produce some of your stuff. Like, let's just lock in. Like, you would sound really good screaming over this shit. And it's a more broad, it's not like such a niche sound. So I just immediately started cooking up with Brayton and Mad Kelly, like super consistently. And I hadn't even thought of the name for the band. I was just like, I'm just going to lean into the sound so I can like get familiar with making these kinds of records. And it kind of just took off. And then one day me and Kelly were hanging out and I just thought of the name and his face was just like, dude, that's actually a really fire name. Like, that is the name of your band. So just run with that. And I have like my live bandmates pretty much. Like, well, like I said, my drummer's here. He's at catering right now. And then my new official guitar player is actually my homie Crew Punk, and he's a solo artist. He's an amazing fucking guitar player. I met him through Cody as well. So it's kind of just being around really great producers and musicians. And then, you know, I really just have fun being in the studio with them so much that that's why we just keep making more music. And I still keep working with the same producers.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. And like, and going into like your guys' sound and everything, like, obviously the Linkin Park comparisons are probably a plenty in your life. And, that's definitely a good thing for sure. And, like, cause new metal, I'm a big new metal head. Like that's, I fucking love new metal.
Shirt, man. I could see
thanks,
it.
Dude. Thanks, yeah. Dude. Appreciate it. And, has that always been like part of your life, the new metal stuff or like that kind of, sound?
Actually, yeah, 100%. Like my brother put me onto rock and like, that's what I honestly grew up listening to. And I actually remember I forget which exact fucking music video it was, but I saw a Linkin Park music video. I think it was like Crawling or some shit like that. Pretty sure it was Crawling. And I literally was like, yeah, that's what I want to do with my life. Like, I literally want to do that. Like, they look so fucking cool. And that's all he had listened to. He was a huge Slipknot fan, actually. My brother loved Slipknot. Like, him and his whole buddies would go to all the Slipknot shows.
Yeah.
So my household was kind of like Slipknot, Korn, Linkin Park, a little bit of Deftones here and there. And then, like, as I got older, I kind of just branched out and listened and found what I liked, you know, Rage Against the Machine. So yeah, I definitely like, I feel like I'm a melting pot when it comes to the sound for Maybe Not Safe, because these are truly my like inspirations and they are what I grew up on. I'm just trying to bring something fresh to the table is all, you know. It's like I can pull all the elements that all these guys had, and even though I'm only look like Chester, I do not sound like him. So like I have to put my spin on it. I have to make it me. So yep. That's definitely where the inspiration comes from. I feel like I've been leaning, especially with these last few singles and like what about to release too, I feel like we've been leaning a little bit more on the Rage Against the Machine kind of sound, just making it very heavy, you know?
Yeah. And I think I had a Holiday Kirk on a couple of weeks ago. He runs like the new metal agenda and stuff.
Shout out to Holiday Kirk, by the way. Love yeah, y'all boys.
That is, I found you guys from his page, and like, and he was I was talking to him about like new metal bands and like how you can continue a genre like that. And a lot of people would say new metal sounds outdated. I feel like a lot of casuals, which, you know, yeah. I'm sure there's truth to that. Like any genre, but you, like you said just now, like you guys have found a way to keep it fresh while also not just like relying heavily on the old influences. I feel like you're able to consistently find something new with it. And I'm wondering if it's because you would be put in like a genre like that, or sometimes you might feel boxed in like that new metal scene, I guess. Is it challenging for you to find a fresh look at it with each release? Is it kind of hard to kind of navigate that, or is it pretty natural?
I feel like it's pretty natural just because like none of my solo shit took off. So now I'm like kind of putting that same energy as a solo artist into this.
Yeah.
And it's fucking working. So I'm like, oh, all right. Now I can like really put my foot on the gas to get my point across. It's funny. I'm getting a little bit of shit too. People are like, this isn't fucking new metal. This is like metalcore shit. And I'm like, whatever, bro. Like,
yeah, fucking, you know, don't listen
then. You guys want to stick to that, you know, cool. But like, I'm fine with literally being a face of new. Yeah. You know? I'm like, bro, damn near sounds the same.
Yeah.
Just a little bit more new. And then I'm just putting my take on it, you know?
And yeah. And like, what's the fun in listening to the same old shit? Like there's like bands have their formulas for sure. But like my favorite thing about bands, especially like the new upcoming ones, is like when they have the ability to progress and do like still stay in the lane they want to stay in, but are able to reach out and grab new styles in the studio or some shit like that. And I think that's like one of the most important parts of like see who has the juice and who doesn't have the juice in like an upcoming band.
Yeah, it's all honestly too. Shout out to Mad Kelly. Every time we work, he always pulls up one of these old songs. Like when we did Loser, he was playing a bunch of Saliva.
Oh,
he was like, you should do some shit like this. Like, this is like what I see you doing. So I'm like, let's do it. And it, but bro, we wrote Loser in my dad's living room off of a $120 package setup studio from fucking Guitar Center.
Wow.
And, you know, we just had a vision and we knew it was something special. And same with Beg. Beg's very new. Mm-hmm. Like, we made that in my studio in LA, me and Brayden. He had flown out for like a week or so, and literally, like, we get back to the studio, it's like 3 a.m. and he's just like, yo, are you down to like finish up that song I was producing earlier? And I'm like, let's run it. And like, it just flows so well when we kind of have the idea of like, all right, let's make this not so nostalgic and like, yeah, modernize it. So.
Yeah. And also shout out on the production on your guys's stuff. Like, it's very well done, I gotta say. Like, I feel like that's nowadays, and I'm not gonna try and get too off track here, but I feel like nowadays the production, I heard this on like a video the other day, and you will know better than I, has production gotten easier over time and more people have been able to do it well? Or has it always, like I don't know. I'm curious on your thoughts on that, if that made any sense at all. That just came to my mind real quick. But
I feel like it's become, like, efficient because of how much technology has advanced.
Mm-hmm.
But you still kind of got to be a little particular about what's going to sound good and what's not going to sound good. So
yeah, you got to have an ear for it, I guess, yeah, right?
Exactly. You really just have to have the ear for it. But I record myself or like will engineer myself, and really it's just the homies that are just producing everything. And
yeah,
once you kind of get into a workflow, it's like you have that, you're in like the flow state
and yeah,
just let it come out. So I'm hyped that it actually has kind of become a little more convenient. I just, mm-hmm, I definitely feel like people should just do research on some plugins, because you don't even need anything super fancy. Like I said, I just went to Guitar Center and got the cheapest bundle possible, you know, but
it works.
It works, but, you know, gotta, yeah, have an ear for like what you're, yep, trying to aim towards, you know.
Yep for sure. I'm also curious on like the scene itself, like the community you guys have. Like I'm from Cincinnati, and like, we don't have really any music scene here, I gotta be honest with you. So I love to kind of dive into like the scenes across like the country and stuff. And when it comes to like the metal, or even more specifically like the new metal scene or anything like that, is it strong, alive, vibrant? Is it more underground? Like, what is it from your point of view?
I think we're alive. I think on a very mainstream level, like they're obviously like not super, super famous yet. South Arcade is kind of like really, really good at like capturing like the visual aesthetic of that era. And even like some of their songs are like a little new metal coded, but like Silly Goose, Hot Box.
Them the boys.
Maybe Not Safe, you know what I'm saying? Like, I, yeah, feel like we are damn near the pioneers of the new. They are fucking killing it. I love them too. They're mad supportive, bro. I also just fucking, I went through like my similar artists, and let me fucking find this song. I think they're called like Stay Lost or something like that. Their shit's fire too. So like, new metal, I don't think new metal is ever going to die, and especially like with how sounds are kind of changing with rock and people are kind of like making really heavy drop E shit or whatever, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
there's still that element you could just fucking rap and scream over this kind of production, and that's what makes it new metal.
Yeah,
you know. But yeah, Stay Lost too, I don't know if you've heard of them.
Not them, I haven't heard about them,
but yeah, Stay Lost Rocks is their at, I guess. I don't know where they're located, but they were on Maybe Not Safe, similar artists, and like, you know, I'm checking that to see, yep, who I'm on and who is also on mine. So honestly, shout out to Hotbox too, because we're on each other's similar artists. But I saw Stay Lost and like they're on the same wave as me though. They only got like 3,000 monthly listeners or something. But I'm like, yo, this shit is fire. It is really good. So
hell yeah.
Definitely shout out to them.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like when it comes to like keeping a genre going, like it I guess that's a good thing maybe about where we are when it comes to like streaming and stuff. I know streaming has a lot of ups and downs, but
yeah,
I feel like when it comes to discovering new artists in a scene that's like a lot of people don't know that this shit's still going on, and it's like it is stronger than ever, and it sounds like cool. Like it's not a bunch of copycat bullshit. Like it is actually cool. It's new. Yeah. And like, yeah, it's cool to see that. Cool to connect like that for sure.
Yeah, man. Shout out to all those boys. I think especially Silly Goose. I think Silly Goose is honestly like they're number one right now for sure. Yeah. They're absolutely fucking killing it. Like sound wise, social media presence wise, like they got it on lock. And I also definitely like Hotbox a lot. Like those two
for sure. Yeah, Silly Goose doing those like pop up gas station and McDonald's shows. It's like
genius. And you know how they're doing that? They're just fucking seeing who's on tour. Okay, guys, let's follow these tours and just pop up at the gas station that's next to the venue and do all these cities. Like,
I think that's how they got on the Louder Than Life their first year. I had Jackson on here a long time ago, and I think that's how they got introduced to like Danny Wimmer and all them. And I think that's how they started playing there.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. But hell yeah, man, let's move on to the live show, because I think the live show is probably the most important part about at least like getting an audience, of course, and like fans. When it comes to live shows, that's what makes me a fan and what makes me keep going and keep wanting to be a fan. And I've not seen you guys live, but I've seen videos and it looks fucking crazy energetic. So I want you to describe to me what a maybe not safe live show is.
Dude, it's honestly just me like screaming and yelling at people. You know, like, and shout out to Benzo. I have the best fucking drummer MD ever, because he makes sure that I sound right in the in ears, and he's an amazing fucking drummer. So, and shout out to Cammy too. So, like, a lot of my shows, since Cammy was actually in the Loser music video, she'll also come out to the shows, and we end my set with Loser. So, it's like, okay, we have a whole new drummer that pops up, and it's not just another drummer, it's fucking Cammy Kehoe. Like,
yeah,
she's a young superstar right now. Like, so it's very, very, very energetic. I'm very like interactive with the crowd, and I like to just give them the best show possible. And I feel like also doing that little like drummer swap is like the cherry on top. It's like, all right, yo, not only did we give you some nice fucking loud fresh sounds, but I'm going to end it by having two superstars in this fucking group right now jam together. And
yeah,
we all just have fun. And she's a killer drummer too. Like, God damn it, can Cammy drum? Like, she's so awesome.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, because I mean, like I said, like the live show, I think, at least to me as a fan, like that is like the most important thing, I think. Yeah. Like, so hell yeah. When it comes to writing, like when you write your song, it sounds like you guys are a pretty tight unit. So is it like everyone has something to do with it? Is like one person take charge? Like how's the vibes with that?
Usually, like when I'm working with Kelly and he's producing my stuff, usually he just like at most will give me like a top line. He'll be like, you know, he'll be like, rap like this. He's like, do something like that. And I'll just be like, okay. And then I'll just like go ahead and write the lyrics. When I'm working with Brayton, me and Brayton are like fucking synced minds, because like we'll both write lyrics and like we'll both bounce shit off each other. And holy fuck, is that kid also so goddamn talented. And really, Crew Punk just be playing guitar, and I love how he plays guitar, because sometimes he'll just like get lost in his own jam, and I'll be like, wait. That part you did just like right there, just this little part. And like, and then he'll be able to just keep fucking shredding. But for the majority, it really is just like me and Kelly or me and Brayton just sitting down one-on-one. And that is like, when it's me and Brayton are fucking literally two minds like coming together. And then with me and Kelly, it's like two scientists working in a lab, because he'll kind of just do all the crazy shit and be like, all right, I need you to do this, and then I'll go do that and carry the song.
Fuck yeah, that's awesome. Like, that's a great chemistry to have. And I imagine when it comes to like each time you hop in the studio or you want to put together a new song, like when you do try to experiment, maybe do some new things, or like, you know, just progress, like we were talking about earlier, it has to be like, it sounds like you guys got that down pat. Like, do you ever find it hard sometimes to like try to find something new, or is it pretty easy?
Honestly, with the first few singles of the band, I was kind of like trying to just find the groove of what sound we would stick to. But mm-hmm. then once we fucking made Loser, I was like, this and Scream by Myself is the bag we're staying in. Cause like, these are really fucking good songs. People do like Break, but that's like more Korn and Deftones coded a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'd just be insecure with my singing voice. So like, everybody be telling, you know, Cammy, she's always bugging me to sing more, but since the high energy shit is working as a band now, I'm like, so like, I'm like, okay, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Let me take the wheel for this real quick.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I guess because there is a part of that. Don't didn't mean to cut you off. But there is like a part of that when you do like find your lane, it's like this is me. This is like, you find your sound. That's a better term for it. You find your sound, you find your style. That's awesome. Like being an artist and like having that epiphany, I guess, like that has to be like something crazy. Like, fuck, here I am. This is what I sound like.
No, yeah, literally, dude. And Loser was just so naturally perfect. And I'm singing on Loser too, but like for the most part, it's very like I'm rapping or I'm like being loud.
Yeah. So hell yeah.
That's what I like. I like that little groove. I like that Saliva, Linkin Park, POD, Rage Against the Machine kind of coat. Like that's what I'm like super enjoying right now. So I'm like, let's keep making songs like this.
Hell yeah. Well, let's going off that, let's talk about Beg, man. That came out the middle of last month or so.
I can't remember either.
I'm an idiot. I never write this shit down. So I'm just like, yeah, fuck it. Came out September.
I definitely dropped a song last month. Can't tell you the day, but we definitely dropped something last month.
But yeah, let's talk about that a bit. Like, I guess first off, any themes or stories behind it? Just tell me a bit about it.
That one was actually really fucking dope. Me and Brayton were really starting to lock back in with making some new records. And when we had made that, we immediately showed his manager, who shoots all of his music videos and all this stuff. And I was just like, yo, I'm doing the double whammy with this one. Like, if he's producing it, you have to do the music video. The band doesn't have that many new music videos, so we're still good to like have kind of like creative freedom with like how the band's gonna like look.
Mm-hmm.
So I just gave it to Dylan, and I didn't really have an idea at first. And then a couple of days go by, Brayton goes through all of his YouTube videos and shows me all the music videos he's done. And I watched this Violent Vera video, and I was like, I need whatever you were doing on this video and do it with Beg. And I actually, as far as what I'm going to dress like, I want you to have complete, like, direct this. I don't even care to have creative input. I want you to direct me, bro, and I want you to direct exactly how you did with that video. And
he did. What's good, Poppy? You're good to come in. Okay. Don't be shy.
That's Cammy's manager, by the way.
So
I fuck.
Yes, he does. Yes,
he does. But yeah, going off what you said, man. Sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, that was really it. And
hell yeah.
At first I thought the video was just gonna be like a normal video. And he sends me the first draft and I'm just like, holy shit, like not only the best video that I've ever fucking shot, but I was literally like, dog, this is your best music video you've ever done.
Hell yeah,
this is so fucking good.
Yeah, that's what we need back, man, or like just good fucking music videos.
Exactly. Like, that's who you, dude, fucking shout out to Dylan. Dylan yes. Cole, Conflicting Thoughts. That man can direct a fucking music video.
Hell yeah. Shout out.
That's poor photographer.
What up, dog?
The videographer. He's filming all the vlogs for Cammy's tour. And all her concert videos and everything that's being posted, he's filming it.
Right on. So, yeah, dude. Well, before we head out, let's talk a bit about like what you guys have coming up when it comes to like music. I know you're really road dogging it right now, but like if you have any upcoming music, anything coming down the pipe, floor is yours, brother.
Super road dog until November 15th, but I'm dropping a single a month, and don't know which ones because we really only got 3 months left of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a lot of songs to pick from, but expect a song this month, November and December. And it'll within these 3 months, actually, one of those drops will be Scream Part 2. So Scream by Myself is getting a Part 2 song drop that'll be dropped. We might do it this month or next month. Who knows? But yes, 3 more singles to close out the year just because I wanted the first year for the band to show consistency.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this band has only been around for 12 months, but holy shit, they have 12 songs. So, and it gives me enough time to like give the song a little bit of love. Like, you know, I could post it as much as I want for like 30 days straight. So,
yeah,
that's what 100%. I like doing with the singles. So, yes, a single a month. And one of those is going to be Scream by Myself Part 2. Again, fully produced by Brayton. Fully written by me. And yeah, we're back to being independent. We're on DistroKid. So,
hell yeah.
You know, just going to keep this formula going because I like the traction we've been going at. And as long as I feel like I'm posting every day, one of these singles is going to take off, man. Like,
yeah,
it's really just a lottery ticket. So I'm just blessed to be able to like make the music that makes me feel like I'm at home now.
Yeah, 100%. And to those listening, like, this is like, if you're looking for that, the new generation of new metal, it truly is this is the stuff you're going to want to listen to. Like this stuff, like you mentioned Silly Goose as well, all them guys, but this is it's good shit. It's produced well. It's written well. Like it blew me away. So Enzo, dude, thanks again. This was a lot of fun. I'm glad we could make it happen finally. But one more thing, any socials, website, anything like that where people could find you? Go ahead.
Just follow us on Instagram. It's Maybe Not Safe. Or you just go to maybenotsafe.com. You know, all the socials are also on our website. And it's Maybe Not Safe on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Music, wherever you guys stream music, just look up Maybe Not Safe and have a listen. Because, you know, if you like new metal, then you'll enjoy what we're making.
Fuck yeah. You guys make sure to do that. Also, check out Raise Rowdy, Rowdy Alternative. Google us. We'll pop up. We're on everything. So, Enzo, thank you again. Maybe Not Safe. Everyone make sure to check them out. Badass shit. And we'll see you guys next time.
Awesome. Thank you.
My boots look good on your bed, and I bet you